This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
So met Johnny Lowe. Johnny Lowe daar in die Vrystaat. Hoop en gaan goed. Goeiemôre.
Good morning, Brady. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, and I trust all is well on your side, working hard. But I couldn't help but notice on social media, a paar voetjies van Johnny Lowe en 'n paar ander mense, 'n paar baie ander mense, daar by Passion Saterdag aand. So, welkom in die Kaap vir so 'n rukkie en toe weer terug Vrystaat toe.
Ja, dit was 'n inval en 'n uitval. Dis dan nie so. Dit was min slaap en baie dingetjies, maar ons het dit opgewerk. Brad, it's been coming for about 3 months, 4 months. En dit was I really prayed to have the people that I needed beside me. And it so happened, you know, 2 years ago I got prophetic word in a prayer session where and I can still remember it because I write these things down. And it came to pass on Saturday night where the Lord says, look what I have done.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I just heard the words of God that says, look what I've done. And as I stood up I was just standing there in the stillness before him, and I saw this big family around me. And the closer it gets, the more the people is intimate and are loving and in my life. But everywhere in that stadium were people that I knew, that I've prayed with, that somewhere my voice and my ministry that God has given me, and God says, look at your family. So Brady, that was special. It took my breath away, man.
Yeah.
And then we went in worship and I was just thanking God for everything. And it's amazing. I still don't have words, but at a certain stage, I just said to Jesus, I need a hug and a kiss. And as I'm praying, sitting down and looking down, the next moment, I feel a hand on my knee. And I look up, and this beautiful woman is sitting in front of me on her knees. And she says, I came from the pavilion because God says I must bring you a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know you. And she delivers this message, and I was just in awe. And I received my kiss from Jesus and a hug.
Sure.
And Brady, and that's what I just want to say today, that my friend, my wife was in awe, the people around me was in awe, because it was so spot on, the word. And word that picked me up and gave me wings. And I just want to say this morning that if your expectancy is low, there's not much space for Jesus to move. Angus always had a thing that he says, how big is God? And then people will say, he's big. But then he says, God is as big as you make him. If your expectancy is low, don't expect God to move in big ways. Open your expectancy. Make the name of the Lord big so that you give him the space and the authority to move into your life. You know, when I was praying and expecting God to give me a kiss and a hug, I didn't expect, you know, sometimes you're looking for the small things, but it was big, and it really touched my spirit. And with that, comes also the word that God has given me, and that is a huge responsibility. And but from my side, my brother, I just want to say that I'm expectant of more of him and less of me. I'm expectant for his miracles to happen. I'm expectant for him to show up in the darkest of situations. I'm expectant of him to give me wisdom and knowledge. And as I'm moving forward, the gifts that I have, the gift of evangelism, the gift of teaching, the gift of facilitating, the gift of counseling, that gift is not for me. It's not for my pockets. It's not for making a life. That gifts belong to Jesus. And I've said it, that a cow doesn't drink its own milk, and an apple tree doesn't eat its own apples. En God het ons hierdie gawes gegee, sodat ons mense daarmee kan bedien. And what comes back is God's provision, Jehovah Jireh. He will provide the word of knowledge. He will provide the vision. He will provide the wisdom. He will provide. He will provide. Our God will provide. In any situation, he will provide. All you've got to do is use what he's given you, your gifts, to win the souls, to walk on. And sometimes the light shines straight into your face and show you, look what I've done. Look at this family around you. Look at the people. And it's just awe. And it's just amazement that I look into his face and say, God, how great art thou?
Yeah.
And he says, Johnny, you will be worshiping me for eternity. I said, Father, we are struggling to worship you for 3 or 4 hours. How will we do it in eternity? He says, Johnny, when you come to me, every 5 seconds I will show you a difference, my glory. Every 5 seconds you will see a different side of my majesty. Every 5 seconds you will see my face and my love for you. And you will worship, and you will do it for eternity. Stop worshiping now. Be expectant and know that God will provide in all your needs. And that is my message for today, my brother.
Powerful and personal. And we hear your heart, Johnny, and we're grateful for your experience and many others who met with Jesus, whether it's at a stadium full of people or whether you're alone in the quiet space, spending quality time with your Savior. Never, ever underestimate what God can do at any moment of any day in you, through you, for you, and how he could use you to share something special with someone else, like that lady that wandered down from the stands to meet up with Johnny where he was down on the field and give him something that he had close to his heart, and God would honor even that and use somebody else to do it. We are his hands and feet. How can you reach out to somebody today? How can God use you today to be the answer to somebody else's prayer? Johnny, we love hanging out with you. Thanks for your big heart and thanks for your openness. May you have a wonderful day, a really blessed week, and we'll connect again, God willing, in another 7 days from now. What do you say?
My friend, by the grace of God, we will talk to one another again. And bless you too, my brother, with a marvelous week.
Thank you so much, Johnny. And you can, of course, catch Johnny's message again as a podcast. All you have to do is listen in on our website, kpulpit.co.za. Almost time for me to greet you because it's almost time for Coffee Date. But first, this from Marissa Verheij.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.